Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. Which is what I do every once in a while. I love movies, as you guys already know. I may not know all the stars and all their names and everything, but I enjoy going to see a movie. And sometimes, every once in a while, I will go and check out a film, even though it's going to be trash. Why? Because then that gives me content to talk about here on this podcast. And I could clown it and talk about how much hot garbage what. It really is. And that was the case that I did with Sonic the Hedgehog. Now, we know, first off, when the movie was being made, they're like, okay, we're going to make a Sonic the Hedgehog movie. And immediately, universally, nationally, everyone was like, oh, God, here we go. My boy David from House of Darkner, Jive Talk, talked about, his review on the Sonic the Hedgehog movie as well. You know, he mentioned in the podcast, which is an absolute truth, video game properties, movies based on video game properties, just have this history of just not doing well at all. So, you know, as a reflex action, those of us who were born in that generation, as soon as they said, oh, they're going to make a Sonic movie, we're like, oh God, it's going to be trash, it's going to be garbage. Brace ourselves up for it. You're ready to go for the trash that was about to ensue. And I was going to see it just so that I, myself, could come on this podcast and clown the living mess out of it. Because I knew it was going to be outright garbage, what, trash, garbage, basura. However, I was pleasantly surprised. Because Sonic the Hedgehog was none of those things. In fact, Sonic was probably one of the funnest movies that has come out to date and was really cool, was a very sweet movie. It was a very family-friendly movie, and I loved seeing Jim Carrey as Robotnik. He did such a good job that it was just good seeing Jim Carrey again, I think, in a comedic role, him being his classic self, being just super cool. He was a very, very good Robotnik. And James Marsden was also in the movie as well. You guys might be familiar with seeing him as Cyclops from the X-Men films. He was in other movies too, but, you know, forgettable. But this won't be a forgettable film. You know, James Marsden, he did good as a supporting cast member. Well, I won't say he's supporting. He's actually kind of a main character, too. They did a good job balancing Sonic and the human element. That's one thing that I have to say. They did a very, very good job with balancing the human element in a story such as this. I enjoyed it a lot. It wasn't mushy. It wasn't over the top. It wasn't ridiculous. And they did exactly what I think, if I want to go ahead and make a comparison, where the Transformers films missed the mark on quite a bit. In the Transformer films, you know, you would have the human element, and when these aliens would come, they would all of a sudden towards the end of the movie try to be these badass heroes that know how to use the weapons and trying to do all this here stuff. And then you have the typical military that's trying to destroy and, you know, solve the problem. And just, it's just so grandiose and so over the top. It's just unrealistic. It's unrelatable. And it's very cliche. Sonic the Hedgehog, however, took a very cliche, what could have been a very potentially cliche situation, and simplified it and made it good. And they also made this movie for kids. It was nice to see a truly wholesome movie for once, I'd have to say. That I was able to go up to a lot of my friends and say, hey, did you see Sonic the Hedgehog? Like, I've been spouting this movie out. Because what's sad nowadays is everybody's like, oh, well, I would, but can I take my kids? That's always the next question. Because if it's not a Disney film, you know, they can't really take their kids. And nowadays, even Disney films are a little crazy. Because now they're going to, you know, the whole live action thing. There's elements in there, a lot of adult thematic elements in the movie. In a lot of those movies sometimes to try to bring the realism to the story. And so seeing Sonic the Hedgehog to me was a nice breath of fresh air because, you know, it's truly a family movie. And that was the main theme of the entire movie was family. Sonic trying to find a place where he belonged, where he wasn't alone anymore. And, you know, there were people that he admired, that he looked up to, and those people eventually became his family. It was good. It was really, really good. I enjoyed it. The comedy relief was good. There were some parts in there, some characters that were unnecessary, like the sister-in-law. If you go see the movie, there's a character in there who plays the sister-in-law of James Marsden, who I think, and I'm going to say it, because I feel like my boy House of Darkness, he kind of skirted around it. You don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. I did not like the portrayal of a bitter, angry, lonely black woman. Because that's exactly what that was. Let's just call it a spade a spade. Let's just call it what it is. And as soon as you guys see the movie, you'll know exactly what I'm saying. Okay? I did not like that at all. And then to try to throw that in the face and then all of a sudden bounce it out with trying to make her funny, you know, it's like, nah, don't do that. That's not who our women are. Let's stop that. That's a trope that's done and played out. That's probably the only thing I didn't appreciate in that movie. Other than that, I had no problems with the movie. I thought the movie was great. To take out that scene, I would say, you know, that movie would have been a very easy 9. I'm gonna call it an 8.5 because of the angry black woman trope, angry bitter black woman trope that I did not like. That was the one thing that angered me. I'm not gonna lie, that made me a little hot. I didn't appreciate that. That wasn't cool, because it was unnecessary. It was unwarranted. It didn't need to be there, and it's not funny. It isn't. But as a whole, Sonic the Hedgehog was a very good, fun film. I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm not going to tell you everything that's in the movie because you guys need to go see it for yourselves. Know for a fact that you can go and take your kids to see this movie and they will enjoy it and they will like it. It's not a convoluted story that will go over their heads. It's not, you know, there's no dark scenes in the movie. I mean, Robotnik says some dark stuff, you know, but there's no scenes in the movie where you feel, oh, you got to cover your kids' faces or anything like that or nothing like that. I would say this is a breath of fresh air and is a film, is a type of family film that we have not seen in a very, very, very long time. And I really hope Sega Films, because that's what they did at the beginning of their movie, they're really, I think they're going to try to create their own, you know, movie studio, and they're doing it based off of their own intellectual properties, which I think is good. And Sonic the Hedgehog did it. I think they should keep it simple. They should keep it straightforward. Don't make it crazy. And yeah, I can't wait to see more. There's an end credit scene that I got excited about when I saw it. It was really cool. And the fans of Sonic the Hedgehog will be very excited when they see it as well. I am going to say this. There is no Super Sonic. There is no Golden Sonic. As I like to affectionately call him, Super Saiyan Sonic. There is none of that in this movie. So if you're looking for it, you're not going to get it. Which is correct. Which would be appropriate. Because I honestly was hoping they wouldn't show it. And they didn't. So I'm good. I'm happy. Give us something to look forward to, you know, because now that's something, now that we know that Sonic works, now there's other elements that I cannot wait to see on the screen. Now I want to see Sonic go Super Saiyan. He's not really Super Saiyan, but he goes supersonic pretty much. I want to see that Golden Sonic. I have to now see that. And that's going to be the sickest thing ever when that finally goes on the big screen. I can't wait to see Tails. I can't wait to see Knuckles. You know, I can't wait to see all of those sick Sonic characters that we grew up with and we love on the big screen. Because they did so good with them. They did so, so good. But keep the simplicity. Keep the formula. Don't change anything. Just keep it where it's at, folks. And hope Sega Films continues on giving us some really good, cool movies in the future. If you guys have already seen Sonic the Hedgehog, let me know what you think about it. If you took your kids, let me know. See, what did they think about it? What, you know, did they think it was cool? Do your kids even know who Sonic is, honestly? Because about nowadays, there's not very much Sonic stuff out. So a lot of kids might not know who Sonic is entirely. And good thing that they kept them the same, because the hairy post-pubescent boy that they were going to throw at us the first time was not hot. And the general public bullied the special effects studio that created that atrocity and then gave us the Sonic that we deserved. And I think had it not been for that, this movie would have fallen in the category of the Super Mario Brothers films. It would have been like, oh, good story, but it would have been totally overlooked because of how Sonic would have looked. He would have looked terrifying and scary and just heckin' inappropriate. I mean, like I said, he looked like a prepubescent boy that's growing blue hair, and it wasn't cute at all with human teeth. Good Lord, that was about to be bad. So, you know, good show fan base for, you know, yelling and screaming and making them go back to formula and do that over again, because, yeah. I'm not going to go too hard on them on the special effects either, because I know they had a short time to get that, because they had to go back and redo everything. They had to go back and spend millions of dollars. So they did just enough to make it, you know, plausible. And they did a good job for the time that they had. So good show. Good show on them. I can't wait to see more. Tell me what you guys think of the movie if you saw it. Tell me what your kids thought. And I would definitely give it an 8.5 out of 10. Go check out Sonic the Hedgehog. I believe it is in theaters right now. And gotta go fast. I shouldn't have said that. Okay, sorry. We're going to talk about that Pat Bat right now. That's the new name I'm going to be giving to Robert Pattinson's Batman that has been gaining some traction. People have been talking about it. People have been really freaking out over it. The reviews seem to have been very mixed so far. I'm saying reviews like the movie already came out, didn't come out yet. What I'm talking about is about 2 weeks ago, Robert Pattinson's screen test for him in the bat suit came out, and the reviews have been very mixed. There are some in the camp that really like it. There are some in the camp that really despise it. And then there's some that are like me, in the middle. I'm not hating it. I'm not loving it. My big thing is we're not finished yet. They just started production on the movie. They just created the suit. 9 times out of 10, what's going to happen is a year from now, they're going to make tweaks and changes to the suit as they're filming. And so I'm not going in fully invested on this being the final look of the suit. And I'm also kind of going to this movie, kind of like how I did Man of Steel when it first came out. I went into Man of Steel completely oblivious. I didn't look at any updates on the movie. The only picture I saw was when they released Henry Cavill in the Superman costume for the first time. And I almost cried. It looked wonderful. It looked great. But after that, I didn't look at anything on the movie because I wanted to be completely surprised. I wanted to go in there with my own opinions. Very fresh eyes. I'm kind of doing the same thing with the Batman film from Matt Reeves, because honestly, I believe that this is finally going to be the Batman film that us true Batman fans have really been wanting and have really been waiting for. The premise of this new Batman story, this is 2 years into Bruce Wayne's crusade as Gotham's new Caped Crusader. One thing I'm kind of interested in is how he's going to do the voice of Batman. How is he going to portray that? Are they going to be doing vocal changes, kind of like Ben Affleck's Batman, who I think did a great job as Batman, come fight me? Are they going to go Christian Bale, where he's just going to be like, rah, 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 rah. You know, that was Christian Bale. It was great. I liked it. Why? Because it was scary. There's nothing more scary than some inaudible, ununderstandable force of bat justice scaring the living crap out of you, and you don't even know what he says. I honestly think he never even said anything, because people were so scared, you know, he would know that people wouldn't even understand what he said anyway. So he just came and just said inaudible noises to scare the living daylights out of criminals. I think that's brilliant, if you ask me. But I wonder how Robert Pattinson's going to pull this off. When he was announced as Batman, at first, I'm not going to lie, I was a little reserved. I was a little standoffish, but I said, you know what, let's wait and see how this turns out, because every time they cast a Batman, it's been a good choice. The only time they chose an incorrect Batman, I would say, is George Clooney. And I wouldn't even say George Clooney was a bad Batman, because George Clooney made a great Bruce Wayne, because that's who George Clooney is in real life. George Clooney's thinking Bruce Wayne in real life. Like, if Bruce Wayne's parents didn't get killed, he would be George Clooney. So, you know, he was a great Bruce Wayne. He was a terrible Batman. A terrible Batman. So, yeah. So I'm hoping that this won't be a miscast. They say Robert Pattinson's had a hard time gaining the weight, getting the bulk of getting into the bat suit. Obviously, old boy's got a high metabolism that won't quit. So his body's like muscle. He's like pushing muscle away like it's the plague, apparently, you know. And I don't know. At the end of the day, if it's not working out, they're probably going to have to pat that thing up. And I know that that's probably something that they're trying to avoid, because they're trying their best to stay with that unique homemade look that they're aiming for in the design of the suit. And that padding is going to take away from that. I know that's one of the issues. Robert Pattinson as an actor is not something I'm too concerned about. I know he's a decent actor. I can't say that I've seen a lot of his movies. I am most familiar with him from the Twilight series. I haven't seen much stuff after that, only because, to be quite honest, he has not interested me in the slightest. But I'm willing to see how he's going to do. I like seeing fresh new blood on a role that I'm familiar with, and it's definitely going to make me more interested in the role, in how he portrays the role. Let me see. We've got Colin Farrell. Colin Farrell. He's the Penguin. Now, that's going to be interesting to me, to see him as the Penguin. I honestly thought he was probably going to be the Riddler, but he's not. So, you know, that's interesting. They chose Paul Dano, who I think is a great choice for the Riddler, to be honest. Paul Dano, it's escaping me right now what movie he was in. And I'm spouting on information, you know, most everybody already knows. But I'm just talking because, you know, I'm kind of giving my input on it. Because I haven't yet. It's been so long since I've done a podcast. So a lot of this news has come and gone. But I'm excited to see what Paul Dano's going to bring to the table. He has a pretty cool look to him that's going to be, I think, is going to be good. I think he'll be fine. Zoe Kravitz is cast as Catwoman. Great choice. I still think Miranda Baccarin probably would have been a better choice. But again, we're going to find out Zoe Kravitz's acting chops. We'll see how that goes. But she looks great. I mean, she's a gorgeous woman, and I'm pretty sure in that suit, she's going to be fly. So, we'll just have to see. We'll just have to see and go from there. I I am pretty excited, like I said, because this is probably going to be the first Batman film that we hardcore Batman fans have wanted to see for a long time. We're getting to see the detective instead of the street brawler that we've been getting, or the ultra-violent guy in the form of Ben Affleck, at least from Batman versus Superman that we got. Though he was awesome, that wasn't Batman. Let me stop. It was Batman. It was not an element of Batman that was completely incorrect. Him killing all them dudes, like, that just, no. Batman is not a murderer. That's not what he is. And he was a straight-up murderer in Batman vs. Superman. So, I'm curious to see what element they're going to go with. I heard they're going to only touch on his origin story. I really, really hope they truly do that, because I'm tired of seeing his origin story in the movie over and over and over again. We know his parents got shot up in the alley after he finished seeing Zorro. Like, we're done. We know this. We don't have to keep on rehashing it and retelling that same old story. Okay, we don't. So I really hope they just kind of glaze over it and, you know, maybe just bring it up in passing, kind of. I think that would be a good thing to do. So, let me see. The going back to Pattinson and his look of the suit. Everyone agrees the lighting was terrible, but again, it was just a camera test. It wasn't meant to fully show off the final suit. They just wanted to see what he looked like in there. I don't think people should be so quick to judge harshly or form an opinion so quickly on a suit that is not even finalized yet. And that's just my two cents on that. I just hope that if that is the case, if that suit that we saw is going to be the actual suit, that they really take their time and refine a lot of things on it. And I think that would be cool. I mean, I personally liked what I saw. But again, like I said, I'm still on the fence about it, only because I know this is not the final deal. So I'm not 100% invested in it, like most people are acting like they are. It's like, come on, stop. This is just starting. So people, chill out. Shimo. I'm not going to ask you guys what you think about it, only because I already know what you guys think about it. I've seen so much on it, whether it be on Twitter, social media, on other social media outlets, everything like that. I just want to throw my two cents in there on that with the Pat Bat and what I think of him taking on the role. There it is. I am looking forward to it. It's supposed to be out 2021, I believe. The Batman, director Matt Reeves. So it is definitely a film that I am looking forward to. And I hope you guys are too. So how many of you guys are waiting on this coronavirus to hit the U.S.? I'm not, because quite honestly, I believe, let's see, about 10% of what the news says, which is nothing. I'm still waiting on the killer bees, to be honest with you. Those were supposed to be here 20 years ago. I've been sorely, sorely disappointed, because I've been expecting some of my enemies to die a horrible death from killer bee stings, like Macaulay Culkin from My Girl. That's really not true. I just want to say that. it's a terrible thing to say. But no, for real. What happened? You know, the killer bees. That was a huge thing. I remember when I was 10 and I'm sitting there listening to KSBW Action News 8, which is the local news outlet here in my city where I'm at. And they were like, you know, killer bees are coming to Monterey County. You know, everybody, you know, be on the lookout. You know, swarms of bees are coming across the nation and they're headed to our coastal waters. And I'm going to my mom like, Mom, oh my God, the killer bees are coming. You know, what are we going to do? Oh, you know, super, super worried. Super, just scared. Scared. Why? Because killer bees. I don't like one bee. I don't need a whole dang swarm coming to disrupt my life. So fast forward 20 years later, still no killer bees. Okay. But instead, we've got the coronavirus. Now, people are stupid. You know, people, again, are freaking out over this thing. I'm not freaking out only because I know how to do two things. One, I know how to wash my butt, and I know how to wash my hands. If you do those two things, you're going to be less likely to catch some diseases. I'm just saying, just a thought, just thinking maybe I'll just throw that out there. In case there's some of you out there wondering what kind of ways you could combat the coronavirus when it comes here, you know, those are some suggestions I'm just going to toss in the hat, toss in the ring. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, wash your butt, wash your hands. And another good one too, don't touch your face as much. You know, right here, Stuff Podcast Show, I'm going to be saving lives today. That's pretty much where it's at. And the very thought of that makes me feel good inside. You know, I'm helping people to fight the coronavirus, and that's a good thing. It's a really good thing. So at supermarkets, water's going off the shelves. Water, dried food goods, hand sanitizer up the wazoo, because I guess some people think that's a substitute for taking a shower. or washing your hands. You know, they think, oh, you put alcohol on it, you know, to kill all the germs. Well, guess what? It only kills surface germs. You got to wash your hands first. And then you use the sanitizer. That's how that works. Now, me, I work at a public place, in a government place. Now, if anybody is more susceptible to getting the coronavirus, it's my black behind. And the reason why is because I deal with the general public all the time. There's a lot of seasoned people living life like to cough out in the open. You know, just cough. Don't close their mouth like they lost the ability to cover their mouth. They lost, you know, all sense. Don't want to cover their mouth, you know, and then all of a sudden want to hand you their papers, their money, handle, and my pen that I've been using all day, which is my really good pen, and then want to give it back to me after they have sneezed into their hand at 100 miles an hour. So, you know, speaking of that, man, I got an experience, DMV experience, another DMV shenanigan for you guys, kind of related to this. First transaction of the day, had a gentleman come up to me, want to pay for some registration stuff. I said, sir, okay, this is going to be so-and-so total amount. He pulls out cash. Now, context first, okay? Guy has a mouth that looks like it was slathered in butter, and then he bit the dirt. Okay, that's what his mouth looks like. Okay, so I give him the total. He comes up. This dude takes out the money out of his wallet. Okay, puts the money in his mouth, y'all, in his mouth. Okay, and then proceeds to count the rest of his cash. I'm staring dead in this dude's face. I'm like, seriously? This guy is about to give me that cash. I'm gonna have to touch that mess. There's no getting around it. I really tried. I said, you put the money in your mouth? No, I called him out on it. Had to. Just couldn't let that fly. Couldn't let that go. Couldn't let it stand. I said, You gonna put that money in your mouth? I said, okay. That's interesting. I said, you got a debit card? You got anything else? You know, we don't take credit cards at the office. I was about to figure out how to swipe a credit card. He didn't have nothing. And he's looking at me, oh, sorry. And then hands me the cash. And I just look at him with the dirtiest face. I felt the look on my face, too. All dirty. I was sorry, not sorry. I was so angry. I was so mad. And I had to go and do it. I had to take it. I had to take the money. I had no choice. That's one way coronavirus gets spread in my current employment. Another story I had, okay? Another story. See, we just entered story time. Why this is relevant to the coronavirus. Why I'm going to die quicker than everybody else out in the general public, okay? So, another story. There's an elderly woman, seasoned lady, came into the DMV. She comes over, her back is super hunched over. And I kid you not, guys, she looked like the old lady lived in shoe. Okay, she had on the little head wrap, scarf wrapped up underneath her neck. She had on the long skirt, she had on the sweater. She literally was hunched over at a 45 degree angle, almost 90 degree angle, okay? And she comes up to me asking a question, because as soon as you walk into the door, there's a table where the customers have to check in. So before you get to a counter, you got to go through us. We're the gatekeepers, okay? So I was gatekeeper that day. She walks up, y'all, okay? And for some reason, it was like as soon as she talked on cue, drool just started coming straight out of her mouth, just right out of her mouth. And she asked me a question. And as soon as it happened, I was like, and then she said a pee sound, y'all. And that pee came out and it shot out spittable and it landed right on my hand. I immediately took my hand and shoved it underneath the desk. Now, internally, I was screaming inside. I felt that I was violated. If I could have reported her for some type of harassment, I would have. But nobody would have taken me seriously. I instantly felt every disease that she possibly, you know, might have had enter on my hand. Now, I know she's the only woman, like, Ian, that's mean. Talk about people. She can't help it. You know, she probably has a problem. No doubt, she does have a problem. But also, her being elderly as she is means that she should have experience. She should have the wisdom to carry some kind of cloth with her to block the nastiness that's exiting from her mouth on a regular basis. But she didn't. And she came up to me asking questions, and she spat on my hand. And I felt it burn, and it really... You know, there's nothing on my hand, but I know underneath my skin there's something there that is a visible scar of the trauma that happened to me. So, with those two stories by themselves, I mean, in very, very, very small cases, you know, this ain't something where somebody coughed directly on my face or nothing. But if this coronavirus is going to attack anybody, if it's going to kill anybody, it's going to be people who work with the public. Okay? You work in a restaurant, you're going to die. You work at a DMV, you gonna die. You work, you work in the healthcare industry. High chance. You gonna die. Now, unless you take the proper steps. Now, if you go take the proper steps by washing your butt, washing your hands, using a lot of hand sanitizer after you wash your hands and your body, then you should be good. You should be good. Yeah, there that is. Now, do I honestly feel like the coronavirus is something huge to be worried about? I'm going to tell you this, and this now I'm kind of getting a little serious. The flu kills more people in a year than a pandemic that's coming across the ocean. And generally, the people who die from these diseases are ones whose immune systems are already kind of shot. You know, you got the elderly, you have those who are already dealing with debilitating diseases or autoimmune disorders whose immune systems are already really, really weak. So if their body's not building up those defenses, then yeah, when they get the flu even, or the common cold sometimes, you know, those people with weak immune system, they get the common cold, they're down for the count, you know. If they have weak immune system and they get the flu, a lot of those people die, unfortunately. So I honestly believe that a lot of us are okay. You know, it's not going to be as huge a deal as they're trying to make it. I can only see it being a big deal if it, you know, really, if it really, you know, goes up in the numbers. Because I guess in China, there was over 18,000 cases. There were some that died. Out of that number, it was like a couple thousand. But most of them actually turned out okay. Another thing that I'm worried about as far as the coronavirus is concerned is mutation. I know a lot of viruses evolve and mutate sometimes too. Now, you know, if the coronavirus turns into something crazy, I know there's probably conspiracy theorists out there that think, oh, zombie apocalypse, here it is, people. Calm down. No, this is not, no, okay? And also, there's some of y'all who stopped drinking Corona beer. I never drank Corona beer. I thought it always tastes like urine. So I never drank it. But I have people that really enjoy it. But there's some of you guys who stopped drinking it because it says the word Corona on it. Y'all need to stop. Okay? Just cut it out. One, it's not funny. This poor business is losing money. And it's a little jacked up. And honestly, I blame the media. Again, I blame the media for, you know, naming the virus what it is. Oh, and also, guys, another pro tip. When you guys get home, I want you guys to go to your nearest Lysol can of Lysol or Lysol or Clorox wipes, okay? I want you to go in there. What I want you to do is I want you to pull it out. I want you to go to the back and read the ingredients or the diseases that it kills, because your wipes kill 99.9% of all germs and human bacteria. So, that being said, you'll find out that, again, the media lied. They're like, oh my God, the coronavirus, it's a new virus, never heard of it. Oh my God, it's so dangerous, it's going to come here, we're going to call it the coronavirus. Oh, it's new. It's not new. It's not new. It's, in fact, it's on the back of your Lysol cans and on the back of your wipes. So, you already got stuff that's going to kill this thing. So, all y'all out there tripping about the coronavirus and it's going to kill everybody and all this your stuff, take that with a grain of salt. Yes, I do believe in being precautionary. I'm not sitting here saying that, no, y'all don't need to do nothing, just act, live life as normal. Take precautions, be smart, you know, use some common sense, okay? The most important thing is y'all wash your behinds. Wash your behinds. And wash your hands. Sit. You might have to go Pharisee and go up to the elbows. That's fine. Do what you gotta do, boo. Do you. But just be smart and be clean about it. Oh, and if, here's another thing. Employers, bosses, somebody says, oh, I'm coming to work sick. Unless this person is a regular offender of calling out sick all the time, leave your employees alone. Okay? They're trying to come in and not trying to whittle down your workforce. Okay, they're actually kind of doing you a favor. Don't give them a hard time when they don't want to come in because they're feeling under the weather. Now, if they got a headache, you know, they need to take some ibuprofen, tough it out maybe. Okay, fine. If it was like a little, got a little head cold, okay, maybe you could take some emergency, some airborne, a little something, you know, get through the day. But if the person's, you know, upchucking vital organs or they're upchucking food from the night before, you know, the only friend they had last night over their house was a toilet. You know, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Let them stay home. It's important. Don't make them feel bad for trying to, like I said, trying to do you a favor. Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay? Again, common sense. You know, so if you guys aren't feeling good and this is something, especially those of you who don't get sick very often, you're not feeling good, man, stay home. Don't chance it. Don't spread it. Don't be dumb. Okay? So, anyways, that's my thoughts on that. What do you guys think about the coronavirus? What do you guys think this thing is going to do to people? What do you think is going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen, really. I'm just taking one day at a time. And I do hope everything ends up okay. But, you know, I don't see it as huge of an issue as most people are making it out to be. So, those are my thoughts on it. I would love to hear what you guys think about it. And yeah, move on. No coronavirus. Just get this. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Hey everyone, this is Ian Walker again. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode this week. Thank you so much for listening, for paying attention, and taking time out of your day to listen to my podcast. I love you all very much for that. I always appreciate the support, the love, the feedback, all of it. And I constantly encourage it, and I definitely want more of it. As long as you're respectful. That's the only thing I'm asking for. Just show some respect. But I need feedback because I want to know what you you guys want to listen to. If there's anything that you guys want me to talk about, if there's subjects that are near and dear to you that you want me to discuss, please do not hesitate to send me an email at thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. You can also get a hold of me on Instagram. I'm very good at Instagram, believe it or not. I respond to everyone who sends me a message. I respond to all the comments there. I do real good. Be proud. You know, if I wasn't doing podcasts, I'd probably be like a social media manager or something. You know, I feel like I'm that legit. Anyway, real talk. You can contact me there. I will be very quick to get back to you. I will take all of your questions, your comments, any considerations that you have. If you want to shout out friends or do anything like that as well, I'll put you in my segment, which is Think Breath, and talk about your comments there as well. I would really, really love to get more voices on the show, get more opinions on the show, and stuff on just how you feel. You know, I'm very, again, like I said before, super excited about season 4 because I've got a lot coming down the pipeline. 22 seasons is what I did last season. I'm hoping to meet that same exact goal, but I can't do it without you guys. And so, if there's anything, once again, if there's anything you want me to talk about, please do so. Spread the word. Tell your friends and family. If they've never heard of a podcast, this stuff is a great beginning podcast to listen to. It's family friendly. Everyone can benefit from it or just have fun listening to it. You know, whatever the case may be. With love. Love to get more in the community. So again, thank you guys so much for listening, and I am looking forward to having an amazing season 4 and doing more with you guys. So in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond. Yes, that was corny. I don't know why I said that, but it just felt right. It felt good in spirit. Okay. And I let it sizzle there. Just a little sizzling spirit. Anyway, so thank you again so much, guys. And I'll talk to you later. And I will see you next week on The Stuff Podcast Show.